I have the perfect story for you. I love when there's a parenting story and I'm totally on board and I know you're not going to be.
Great.
All right. So this couple gave birth. The mom gave birth to twins, but identical twins. And these kids are, I mean, identical. I've hung around with identical twins my whole life. Like I've had my best friends were identical twins and I dated an identical twin. And you can tell them apart. Like they are identical, but there's always one little thing, like, I don't know, a mole or just an attitude. So you can tell them apart. You always can.
Mm-hmm.
Her little baby boys, you cannot tell apart. Nobody can tell them. Even she and her husband cannot tell them apart. And normally that'd be fine, except for the fact that one of the boys has like some kind of medical condition that requires, I don't know, a shot or a pill or some, you know, some medical intervention of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
And they never know which baby it is. They can't tell. So the mom was like, you know what? I've had it. And she went and she got the baby who needs the medication a tattoo.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So one of her babies is tattooed so she can tell them apart. And as you can imagine.
Oh, I can imagine.
Reddit was not having it.
Now, is it a big tattoo like it says mom? Is it a sleeve? She get her baby like, you know, skulls and you know, like my microphones and all that, little skulls everywhere. Did she
that? It's a neck tattoo like Justin Bieber has.
It says stay away like Post Malone. If it's on like the bottom of their foot or something like that where you can hide it, I don't think that's a problem.
No, she did it on the kid's arm, but she did a tattoo of a freckle. So you can tell, like she basically put a little dot.
Mm-hmm.
So that way if the kid is dressed or not dressed, like she didn't want to give the kid like a tramp stamp. She wanted to make sure it was someplace that you can see it so you know which kid it is. Like, you know, I've got a freckle on my arm, but it's an actual freckle. You know,
right.
Like I've got like this big that I've had my whole life on my arm that I've always said to my boyfriend, I'm like, if I'm ever unrecognizable, you can go look for this one freckle here and you can be like, oh, you know, that's her. Like if I'm ever beaten unrecognizably, just look for that freckle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that's like your dental records.
Yeah, exactly. My identification. So it's that kind of thing. We're just on the kid's arm. She just had a tattoo of freckle put on there.
Okay, so we're walking into the tattoo shop. There's music in the background because they're always playing Rob Zombie at the tattoo shop. So Rob Zombie's always going on when you walk in.
Okay.
And you know that smell tattoo shops have. You know,
no, I've never been in a tattoo. I have no tattoos. You are covered in them, so you know the smell better than I do.
I know the smell of tattoos. I know the people that work there. I walk in. They're always playing Rob Zombie.
Is it the smell of burnt skin?
It's burnt skin and BO and cigarettes and Rob Zombie in the background. So you're walking in. So you walk in, and hey, how you doing? Hey, girl with green hair. I would like to be put on the schedule. Okay. So she puts you on the schedule. And then you bring the baby in. So there's Jeff, the tattoo guy, and you bring the baby in. And, you know, you go look on the walls to see which one you want. I mean, what does the tattoo artist say when you bring the baby in?
Well, so that's the thing. I don't think it's legal for them to tattoo anybody under the age of, what, 16? Even with... There's got to be an age limit. So she's going to have to bring that kid to a prison where they do the tattoos and they don't care about your age.
You got to wait till conjugal visit day.
That kid's going to need a prison tattoo.
Yeah, how do you do it? You just can't walk in off the street.
No, you go to a prison. You pay Rocco $10. put like 50 bucks in his commissary to tattoo your kid.
And he uses like a big pen and whatever ink he has around. Yeah, I don't
know. It's just honestly, it's just a big pen and a big lighter.
Oh, is that what it is?
And a Zippo. A big pen and a Zippo is all he needs.
Yeah, I mean, how much would you, because you got to go in and you ask the tattoo artist, how much is this tattoo? And he tells you and he's like, no, I want it on this. And you hold up the baby.
Right.
Who's going to do that?
I don't think they're allowed. See, I think legally they can't tattoo a baby. So what do? Like, put your arm out as about like you're about to get tattooed, and then at the last minute, just switch the arm. Be like, ha ha. Ooja.
I guarantee you can find a tattoo. I guarantee I can take you to Gastonia right now, and I can find you five tattoo artists that will tattoo a baby. I guarantee it.
I don't think you're supposed to tattoo babies.
I don't think they have an issue with it at all because you're not supposed to tattoo anybody that's intoxicated.
Right.
If that rule actually applied, there would never be a tattoo in the state of North Carolina. I guarantee I can call Red right now and say, Red, I have a 2-month-old. How much is a little tattoo on it?
And just so you know, legally, just because we're talking about it, tattooing a minor is illegal, and allowing your child to get tattooed.
Not on Franklin Boulevard.
No, it constitutes child abuse.
Okay.
Somebody can say you are endangering your child. It's endangerment and cruelty if you tattoo a baby. I'm just telling you. Definitely not. I mean, but then again, you know, you're walking in with it. Why don't you just pierce the kid?
Nobody has a problem with that. So do that.
My friend has a baby, and the baby's ears are already pierced.
Yeah, they do that. The younger, the better.
Yeah, I mean, I got my ears pierced at like 12, but this is like a baby.
Yeah,
she had her baby's ears pierced. I was like, what person will pierce a baby's ears? That's pretty impressive.
People do it all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I know they will do it, but I'm just telling you, you got to get someone who's willing to be shady.
As long as you have cash, you're fine. Cash.
Can you get your baby a gauge? How far do you go with it?
It's as big as you want. I mean, like this, like, you know, like a like a zero.
Giant ear gauge.
Like a zero gauge when they go to kindergarten. They're going to be cool. That's a brilliant idea to tattoo your kids so you can tell them apart. Love it.
That is what she's doing. Yeah, I figured. Well, you know, what's her other option? Her other option is to like scar the kid,
right?
I mean, like at least a little freckled tattoo is not a bad thing. I mean, it's not harmful, as opposed to like
getting a blade.
You know, getting a blade, and what's the other option? Like, how do you differentiate? They don't have hair yet. I would say like different haircuts. But why can't you just do it with a Sharpie? Like, why you got to do it with a tattoo?
Because the Sharpie will come off. What do you do when you do the cows? And you do the branding? You can do the branding.
No.
Why?
You can't brand a child.
If the kid's name is Scott, you just put an S on him.
No, that's really, that's damaging and painful. You can't do that. But I'm just saying, like, a Sharpie, is that bad? Is the ink in a Sharpie a problem?
No, I say branding because the kid's going to scream. They scream anyway.
Oh.
So you might as well scream for a reason.
Okay, so between the two of us, you're the parent, and you're suggesting branding.
Well, I'm the one who waited for the clock to turn midnight and took my son to get tattooed on his 18th birthday. So, I mean, right at the stroke of midnight, we showed up at the tattoo shop.
Yeah, but you wait till he was 18. You didn't do it at 18 months like this woman wants to do.
Well, I mean, if he told me at 18 months he really wanted it, what am I going to do? What am I to say? I can't tell a kid, don't get a tattoo.
Yeah, but you know, the problem is when you're really little, you don't know what you want. I mean, I thought I wanted to be a horse when I was that age. I would have gotten a horse tattoo.
Oh, I'm glad you said
actually, that's good. I would have like had to just get rid of the R.